T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is advised. Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Zee Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
All right, so let's welcome Gabrielle to the show. Hello.
Hi.
Who would you like us to put to the test today?
My boyfriend, David.
Okay. Why are we putting David to the test?
So, we've been dating almost 2 years, and ever since we've been dating, he's been living in the same apartment, which he hates. He hates the building, he thinks the rent is overpriced, and he hates his neighbors. So, his lease is about to go up again, and I asked him if, instead of renewing, he might want to find a place that we could live in together.
Oh, okay. And then what did he say?
He seems completely against the idea. Like, he didn't even give it consideration. As soon as I said it, he was like, no.
No! Okay. So maybe he's not ready for the whole cohabitation thing.
Well, that's just it. We pretty much live together now anyway, so I don't see what the big deal would be.
Well, so, you know, also some people think it's something you shouldn't do till you're married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not a very religious person or anything, so I seriously doubt that's the reason.
Okay, so what do you think is the reason?
I don't know, but one of my girlfriends was like, I'll tell you what it is. He has his own life outside of you, and he lives with you. All of his secrets are out.
What kind of secrets? Like he leaves the seat up when he uses the bathroom?
No, but he does go out some nights without me. Like, I know for a fact he goes out with his friends a couple times a week, and I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, okay. So you think the part of this, like, this other life might also include other women?
I don't know, but I'd like to find out.
Okay. Listen, we'll put David to the test then. What we're going to do is offer him a dozen roses that he can send to anybody he wants. You're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And remember, don't say anything until after he fills out that card. Okay, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer him these free roses that he can send to anybody he wants, how certain are you that he's going to pick you to send them to?
I mean, I'm not sure. I guess at this point I feel pretty good about it, but that's only because I don't know if he really has this whole other life or not.
Right, sure. Okay, well, we're about to find out.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling for a David, please.
Yeah. Can I ask who's calling?
Yes, my name's Julie, and I'm calling from floraldesigns.com. Is this David?
Yeah. This is?
Well, good morning, David. The reason I'm calling you is because you actually won something from us. You're a winner through the Visa Rewards program, and you won a free bouquet of roses from our store, and I was calling to see if you'd like us to send them to somebody.
Okay. I'm sorry. I won what?
You want a free bouquet of roses? Our company is one of the companies that partners with Visa Rewards, and every month they give away different stuff to Visa users, and this month it's flowers. So they drew your name and sent it to us, and I was calling to see if you wanted the flowers for yourself or if you wanted us to send them to somebody else. A lot of guys we've called usually just, you know, give them to their wives or girlfriends or whoever.
Oh, okay. I never actually win stuff like this, so kind of sucks that it's flowers, but that's okay. No offense or anything.
No, I understand. That's why I'm calling. I figured you might want to send them to somebody else. At least you get to make somebody else's day and look like a stud, right?
Yeah, no, that's true, I guess.
Okay, so who would you like us to send these flowers to? I just need a name.
Okay, can you make it out to Gabrielle?
Okay, and the flowers come with a card as well, so what message would you like us to put on the card?
What are my options?
Well, you can put just anything, as long as it's under 180 characters.
Okay. Sorry, give me a sec. Okay, this won't make sense, but just put this down. These are for you for being so beautiful. P.S. Squidward would like another visit to Bikini Bottom soon.
Okay, I like it. So you're a SpongeBob fan.
Yes, one of the, it's like a nickname thing.
Well, listen, it's a good thing you picked the right girl there, Squidward, because guess who's listening to this phone call right now? You want to say hello there, Gabrielle?
Hello.
Hi. Going on,
David. This really isn't a flower company. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show, and right now you're on War of the Roses. Gabrielle wanted us to put you to the test to see who you would send some free roses to, and she was listening the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah. But fortunately for you, old Squidward picked the right girl.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question. Does she really call you Squidward?
Oh, no, he's definitely
Yeah, she calls me that.
Why? Okay, why do you call him that?
Can I tell them?
It's up to you. I don't care. It's all right.
I don't know if I can say it on the air.
Okay, all right. Now I got it. Yeah, okay, so what's up with Squidward?
So I call him that because he's the first guy I ever dated who wasn't circumcised. So the first time I saw it, he sort of warned me about it, and I told him I thought it was cute, and it reminded me of Squidward.
Oh my God. Okay, so all right. So whenever you're in the mood, you take Squidward down to Bikini Bottom.
Oh, my God.
Yep, pretty much. That's
wow. See, isn't that cute, Jordan?
It's either cute or disgusting. I really haven't figured out which one yet.
Yeah.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.